Hello and welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah.
And on today's episode, we're going to do something that I've been watching from the Smosh YouTube channel, where they kind of ask their friends questions and then they have to guess. It's not new. Everybody does it, but I did steal some of the questions specifically from those videos. So I'll link a couple of those videos in the description of the podcast this week. So I have about 20 questions that we're going to go through, and we'll both take turns answering the questions, and then the other person has to guess what the other person said. And actually, just to make this easier, I'm going to copy and paste these into our Google Doc. That way you can view it too if you open up the Google Doc.
That is what I am trying to do right now. But why is my computer being weird?
Your computer has been being weird for a while.
I know. I'm sorry.
For a while. While you're waiting for that, so I do have an update, a couple of updates. I had my hearing for my ticket this week.
Oh, yeah. How did that go?
It was weird. So I was on a Zoom call, which was totally fine. I was fine with that. So I connected using my MacBook, and I was sitting there, and I thought it was just I thought I was going to be in a waiting room until they called my case number. But that wasn't the case.
Oh.
I was in a Zoom call with all the other people that were also contesting a ticket. And I had to sit there and wait until they got to my name in alphabetic order. And they looked at me and they asked me. So there were a couple. Let me go through a couple of the people that were kind of responding. A couple of them had tickets for speeding. Some of them just said, well, I didn't realize I was going over the speed limit, and he just dismissed them. Some of them had speeding and then some other infractions as well. And by other infractions, I mean changing lanes on like a solid line, not using their turn signal, those types of things. But there were these two while I was on there that they had the like two things. Not signaling or changing lanes on a solid line. And one of them was going over 90 miles an hour in a 65.
Jesus.
I've done it before. Totally understand. Sometimes it's necessary. But he's the reason, and I'm going to go through the reason he said that he was going that fast. He okay. basically was like, the person in front of me, I was driving behind them, and all I could smell is marijuana. So I sped up to get around them. And I was like, it's not really a good enough reason to go 60.
Go from 60 to 90.
Yeah. So the judge was like, okay, that's fine. This is like your first, from what I understand, this is like the first time we're seeing this. So what I'll do is I'll drop the first charges for the like, changing lanes or whatever, and then I'll cut this in half. So he like it went from 200 and something to like 105, and the guy was like, well, I'll just go ahead and appeal, because he like went through, he was like the judge, I'm assuming, or the court, I don't even know if he was a judge, the clerk, I think he was just a clerk, was like, this is the decision. If you appeal it, then the decision that I made goes out the window. So if you lose your appeal, it goes back to the original fine with the like lane change, whatever, and the original $200 and some fine. And he goes, okay, that's fine. And then another guy did the same thing, but he was going 122 in a 55.
And he wasn't immediately carted off to jail?
Right. That's what I said.
In a 55?
And then he was like, well, my car doesn't even go that fast. It won't let me change lanes without using my blinker, because the other thing was his blinker. I was like, well, that's not true. You can change lanes without using your blinker, because you just push through it and your car will change lanes. And he was like, it was over, I think with both infractions, it was over $700. And the judge was like, I'll cut it in half and dismiss the other one. So it ended up being like 200 and some, like 270 something. He was like, well, I'd just like to go ahead and appeal. So he was going to appeal. And then it got to me. And the judge was like, Mr. Martin, it looks like we don't have the original citation. So I'm just going to go ahead and dismiss.
Oh.
I literally just said, hello, yes, that's fine. And he said, okay. And then he had the person that was calling in for the state police talk, and the state police officer was like, I don't see the original citation. And then the judge talked and he was like, yeah, it looks like Mr. Martin, when they submitted yours, they did a handwritten citation, and those sometimes get lost. So we don't have the original citation. And what happens with that is they get dismissed. So I'm dismissing yours. I was like, cool. All right, thanks. So I waited for 30 minutes just to hear him say, we don't even have the original citation, so it doesn't even matter. Didn't have to argue it, didn't have to say anything other than, yes, I'm here. Okay, I'll wait. And then they dismissed it.
Love that for you.
So it was pretty nice. I was like, cool. I didn't really want to sit here for 30 minutes listening to other people talk. And then one of the person's names, I don't know if they just forgot to change their name whenever they logged in, or they did it specifically because it was court, but their username was Tall Peen. I was like, well, that's very inappropriate.
Oh my God.
I don't understand. Like, why would you even have that as your name anyway? Unless that's your actual name, which I don't think that is. But hey, whatever. Pop off, sis. But that was my whole experience with the Massachusetts court system. They basically just said, we don't have your ticket, so we're just gonna dismiss it. I do feel like I probably could have gotten away with it anyway. Or gotten it dismissed anyway. All right. Well, you wanna jump into this now?
Yes.
All right. So the first question is, what would the title of my memoir be? So Sarah, you answer, and then I will answer as well. And then I have to try and guess yours.
What would you title your memoir?
I've said it on here before, but I don't remember what I said. And I think it was a joke.
Yeah, I know. I remember you mentioning it, and I remember it being said in a joking tone. And I'm pretty sure it had something to do with being gay.
Yeah.
I think it was homo something.
Yeah.
But
oh, I got it. Never mind.
Oh, you remembered.
Yeah.
I have not remembered. So I definitely think it would be homo something. I feel like you wish you were as homo as me. Like, because I don't know, you just, that fits your vibe.
So it's kind of a riff on I don't know that this is exactly what I would name it, but it's kind of a riff on the Chapel Roan.
Oh, Homo to Go?
No.
Oh, that'd no, be really good though.
The actual like album name.
Oh, Confessions of a Midwestern Princess?
Yeah. But Tales of a Midwestern Homosexual.
Yes. Tales of a Midwestern Homo. Love. Love.
And then for you, I think it would be something like, I put the hay in they.
That would be good. But actually, so I've already started writing my memoir. Because of course I have. And
or hold on, I'll do another one. I put the hay in they, Hori Horrington from West Virginia. There we go.
No. It's actually, it's a play on my name, because when I tell
not
people,
not the diet Sarah.
Yes. So it's going to be Sarah, the full flavor version.
Okay. I actually just told someone this week that you say my name is Sarah with an H because I'm not the diet Sarah.
I am not the diet soda version. That is correct. I am full flavor, baby. Okay. What is my philosophy for life?
So I feel like it has something to do with something like be nice to everyone unless they're a dick. Because you're very accommodating for some stupid reason.
I am very accommodating for some stupid reason. You're right.
Sarah's a very big pushover.
I am a very big pushover. You know, I try really hard to be better. And that's just not who I am as a person.
Yeah.
But I would agree that the very first thing that popped into my head was it costs nothing to be kind.
See? So, yeah, I basically got that one right.
Yeah, that was literally the first thing that popped in my head after I got done reading that. So you were essentially correct, yes.
Yeah. And I have, so there's three options. Well, I'm going to say two that you could probably say that would be absolutely correct. So what is my philosophy for life?
Your philosophy for life is that you are never wrong.
No, that's the answer to the other question, because the next one is, what do I say about me being wrong? So that's not my philosophy for life.
I didn't even see that next question. I was just focused on this. Okay. Your philosophy for life.
There are two answers that could be correct. And you should know them.
See, that's what makes me nervous, is that I'm a bad friend and I'm not going to think of the right things. And then you're going to hate me and not want to be my friend ever again. That's how quickly I spiral out of control.
Definitely.
Okay. Your philosophy, be fabulous. And don't be an idiot.
No, I mean, those are all very true. So the first one is, if you say my shoes look comfortable, then they're ugly.
Oh.
Because if that's like that's the worst thing you could tell me. Oh, your shoes look comfortable. I would throw my shoes. I would burn my shoes in front of you if you ever said that to me.
Damn.
The other thing is, oh God, what was it? I just had it. Oh, everyone likes me, and if you don't, you're wrong.
Oh, that's true. That one is true. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone does like you.
And if you don't,
they are wrong. It's true.
Yeah.
I literally cannot think of a single person who dislikes you who is in the right.
Right?
Because they aren't.
And then, so for the next one, it's, what do I say about me being wrong? So for you, you would probably say, sorry, you're right. And you know that's true.
Listen.
You would say, oh, no, that's probably right. I am probably wrong. Unless it's something about like human rights or something like that, then it's like you'll fight tooth and nail until someone dies.
Correct. There are very few scenarios where I will fight back if somebody tells me I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But you say that you are never wrong. And if you are wrong, it's because you were misinformed.
Yes. Yes, exactly. I'm never wrong, only misinformed. That is my go-to thing for any time I get, if I present incorrect information. Mm-hmm. Because I'm never wrong. Someone just gave me the wrong information.
And you know what? Good for you. What's it like to never be wrong?
Wouldn't know.
Okay. What is my go-to trash TV program?
For you, I feel like it's something K-drama related that I wouldn't know the name of it?
Actually, no.
Or it's like true crime, like something true crime related.
I do like true crime, but I would not call that trash TV.
Okay.
I have a very specific type of show in mind when I think of trash TV.
Like Real Housewives or...
Yeah, like Real Housewives, like that kind of thing. So in that instance, my go-to trash TV program...
Survivor.
No, actually. I never got into Survivor, weirdly.
I don't understand why people do.
I do really like Kitchen Nightmares.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
By, like, with Gordon Ramsay. I really like that a lot. And then if I really want to go, like, full on, full trash, my go-to is this show on MTV called My Secret Relationship.
That's weird.
I know. But it's like so, okay. So what the premise of it is that there are two people and they're in a relationship with each other, but one of them is clearly hiding their relationship with this person. And
oh, so you're going with personal experience.
So yeah, you're yes, correct. Me hiding relationships, me being the hidden one in a relationship.
That's what I was referring to.
Yes, correct. So it's just really interesting, and some of the reasons why are wild.
Yeah.
Like there was this girl, the reason she hadn't introduced her boyfriend to everybody, even though she was like very much in love with him, is because she literally started dating him because her boyfriend cheated on her with his girlfriend.
Oh, I've heard people doing that. That's
insane.
And
she was trying to get revenge. And then she ended up falling in love with him. It was real messy. But it was really funny. So not funny, like, because I'm not laughing at people's pain, but also just like, it just was good trash TV. I liked it. Now, as for you, I can't even imagine you watching anything trashier really than House Hunters.
Yeah.
Because that's what I've seen you watch.
Yeah. Well, I don't really watch much TV anymore because I'm usually like watching YouTube. But recently it's been like crime drama shows. So like there's this one called Elsbeth that is like, she's a lawyer that she's consulting for the New York New York Special Crimes Unit.
Mm-hmm.
Like not special crimes, but like high priority. Like it was the murder of like a billionaire in New York City. So like high priority or high, what is it called? High visibility crimes.
Right. High profile.
Yeah. Thank you. High profile. And then there's also one called High Intelligence or High Potential, where she works with the LAPD and she has like a really, really high IQ and can remember everything that she's ever seen. And she helps them solve crimes by like walking around and looking at the scene and seeing things that they missed. And then the last one is Macintosh with Kathy. What's her last name? She was in Mercy.
In Mercy? I don't know that one either.
Kathy Bates.
Oh, okay.
And it's just basically, so she's a lawyer and she is pretending to be someone that she's not to infiltrate the law firm that hid information about a drug that ended up causing her daughter to, that if this information had been presented, the drug would have been taken off the market and it would have been less likely that her daughter would have overdosed from using the drug. So she's infiltrating them to figure out who did it and what information they had.
Damn.
It's a pretty good show. And Kathy Bates is an amazing actress. I love Kathy Bates.
I wouldn't consider that trash TV.
I think the only reason I consider it trash TV is because it's just like television that I watch. If we're saying like actual trash, like reality TV, it's always going to be RuPaul's Drag Race.
Right.
That's like, I watch it every week.
Valid.
Yeah. And then the next question is, what is my biggest pet peeve?
That is a good question, because there are several pet peeves that you have that I am aware of.
Yep.
So, people chewing.
That's not really a pet peeve, and it's really not people. Well, I guess it is a lot of people. It drives me nuts when it's Ryan, too.
I know. That's why I said people.
I have to have music or something going. There has to be noise other than like, chewing, because someone might die.
He can't just have chewing as the noise. That is unacceptable.
Yeah, but I don't think I would consider that a pet peeve.
Okay. Let's see. For a while there, your pet peeve was literally anything that I wore, because my fashion.
That wasn't a pet peeve. That was just you had terrible taste. I mean, I don't know why I'm using past tense, because it's still not true.
Ouch. I feel like my taste has gotten a lot better. Thank you.
Let's see that shirt you're wearing there, Sarah.
It's my LBJ shirt from when I worked at LBJ.
Yeah.
I miss working at LBJ. Anyway, let's see. People not driving fast enough in the fast lane.
We'll take that as one. Yeah, yeah.
You really can't refute that one.
No, yeah, that it drives me nuts. The other thing is like people not having their money ready to pay for something that they just had to stand in line for 15 minutes waiting to get up to the cash register to then check out and pay. I want to stab someone in the face when that happens.
I know.
I'm not a violent person, but that makes me unnecessarily violent.
You know.
And then for Sarah, I would say, telling someone their opinion is wrong. Basically demeaning someone's opinion.
That's true. I really don't like it when people demean other people. But hilariously, my biggest pet peeve is people not using their fucking turn signal.
Oh, yeah. I guess we could have done like a sub. What is your biggest driving pet peeve?
Oh, we could have. I have such bad road rage.
I think I am part of the catalyst that caused you to have road rage.
That's a possibility. But I was telling somebody the other day, I was like, I get so ragey when I am in the car and people are being stupid. I'm like, drive the speed limit and use your fucking turn signal. How fucking hard is it?
Right?
Apparently really fucking hard.
Apparently.
Okay, what would be my go-to karaoke song if I did karaoke?
So I'm going to give like a general, because I don't know what the actual song would be. But it would be like, Michael, like some, like a Michael Jackson song, but I can't remember which one. Like Billie Jean, maybe. Is it Billie Jean?
I would love to do Billie Jean. I've never done it.
Or like a 9 to 5 from
Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton, yeah. Like that's just to me, that's Sarah. 9 to 5 or Billie Jean.
Okay. All right. Interesting. My go-to is actually Sister Golden Hair by the group America.
Would have gotten that because I don't even know what that song is.
I know. Followed closely by Pink Pony Club by Chapel Row.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a fun song.
So I feel like you were pretty close. You were only off by a decade, really, on Michael Jackson. And you got a femme for the second one. So
yeah.
Now for you. I could see you doing a Lady Gaga. Or you would definitely do a Duffy song for sure.
Yeah. Like, you could do a Duffy song.
I could definitely see you doing Mercy.
I don't know that I can do Mercy.
I don't know, man. I feel like you could.
I do like that song. But I do have two specifically in mind. There's Gravity by Sarah Bareilles.
Oh, that's a good one.
Love that song.
Such a good song.
Or Glitter in the Air by Pink.
Ooh, that would be really good too.
One of my all-time favorite songs. Okay. Or She Used to Be Mine by Sarah Bareilles too. I like that song too.
That one is a good one. I could also see you doing a drag queen song.
Or some Adele, like any Adele song, really.
Any Adele song, yeah.
Love Adele. Love Pink.
Yeah.
You know that, you don't know what that's from, do you?
No.
It's a reference from The Pit Stop, where Thorgy Thor, I don't remember what they were talking about. They were talking about Pink, and she was like, basically, oh, she's a menace to society. She's blah, blah, blah. She's like, wait, no, don't put that in. That's not true. She's like, love Pink. Love Pink.
Hilarious.
So the next one is, if I hit the lottery, what would I buy first? Sarah, I'm going to say it. It's books.
Wow.
Like books, maybe a house first and then books. So you can then store, like have a library to put all of the books that you purchase. But books would be like, it would be simultaneously. You would be buying books while you're waiting for the house to close. That's exactly how it would happen. 100%. You cannot refute that.
Like, I really can't. I really can't. My biggest dream has always been to have my own personal library.
The Beauty and the Beast library without the Beast.
Correct. I want my own space. I want my own place with my own books. Yeah. I think though, like, I feel like any time that I read like a question like that, the if I hit the lottery, what would I buy first? There's always this little caveat in my head of what I would buy first after I'm done paying off all my debt and paying off all my mom's debt and all this other stuff. Like once I'm done taking care of the
But then the you would just have $5.
Oof. I don't think my mom has that much debt. And I know I don't have that much debt. it's always that little caveat. But yes, the first thing that comes to mind after those things is books and then a place to store the books because books.
Yeah.
For you, it would be all the dogs.
I think it's kind of the same thing. Like I would buy the house.
Mm-hmm.
And probably a house in California somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then
all the dogs.
All the dogs, yeah. Like as many dogs as I could possibly. Yes, 100%.
Yes. Yes.
So what is my
car?
Yeah. No, I love my car. That's one of the questions on here we're gonna talk about is what. So you probably won't even be able to answer that one. So the next one is, what is my most recent Best Buy purchase? I was originally going to say, I think they said Amazon in the video, but I really only use Amazon for work stuff now. So yeah. I don't even use it. So Best Buy was my last purchase, like online purchase.
Dang.
So for you, it'd be like, what is your last wherever you got? Like purchase from online for from.
What was my last online purchase? My last online purchase was Uber Eats. And it was Dunkin'. That was my last online purchase. Because I actually got rid of my Amazon. I got rid of my Amazon Prime. So I'm okay. So annoyed.
I think that makes sense.
But let's see. Your most recent Best Buy purchase for you, was it the new headphones?
No.
Hmm.
That was for my birthday.
Wow. That was back in June. It's already, like, it's almost April.
Yeah.
I don't know where the time has gone. Let's see. Was it?
This is going to be extremely boring.
Was it something for your car? Did you buy any new tech for your car? No.
No. So I'll just say it. Whenever I was visiting my dad, I left him the charger for my phone. And it was like a 6-foot cable charger. Because he was like, it takes forever for this to charge. And he had like the old, like little square brick or the little square cube. And I gave him like a high wattage brick that I had. And I was like, I have plenty of these. You can just keep this one. And then I realized I didn't have any more when I got home. I realized I had more bricks or more of the like little plugs, but I didn't have more 6-foot long cords. I only had 3-foot long ones. And when I'm laying in bed, it's tiny. Like, that's not long enough.
Yeah, that's not long enough.
So I bought a Morphe Charge Stream 3-meter USB-C to USB-C cable in black.
Okay.
And it's 10-foot long. I didn't realize it was going to be 10-foot long, but the only options that they had were crappy little plastic ones that break within like 5 days, or the 3-foot ones that I already have, or this 10-foot long one. So I got this 10-foot long one. So that was my last purchase. So boring.
You know, mine was also not that exciting.
Yeah.
I'm having to pull up for my last thing that I Google.
I did too. And it's so mine, if I'm not looking at the thing that I accidentally Googled and then I actually like actively was looking up. Because sometimes when I type like YouTube in, I accidentally switch the O and the U, because I just type in YOU usually and then hit enter because it autofills to YouTube.
Right.
But sometimes I switch it and it's YUO for some reason. That's technically the last thing I Googled. So before that, and I'll give you this, it was for school.
For school. Yeah. So it had something to do with business and training and something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe best training practices for something?
Kind of. I mean, it's a specific thing. So it's examples of Skunk Works, which is the type of like, so it's basically what happens is like corporations or businesses will like put, it's kind of like a think tank basically together for a team to work on a specific thing and come up with like innovative solutions for that. And they call them Skunk Works. So I was looking up examples of Skunk Works.
Okay.
For you, I would say my joke answer would be, how much can you give for a kidney on the black market? Or what does this rash mean? But my real answer is like, I don't know, like something about pharmacies near me or something like that.
No, most recently I was Googling tort reform Georgia.
Oh.
Because it has been in the news because the Georgia Senate passed a bill that would make it harder to sue businesses, which is what the tort reform is, I guess, is to make it harder to sue a business if they do injury to you.
That's dumb.
Yeah. But that was it was because I didn't understand it. I was like, I don't understand what this is. So I was trying to find more information on it to try to figure out what the fuck I was reading.
Yeah. Okay.
I think you already know the answer to this, but if I had the funds to open a business, what would the business be?
It would be a bookstore. Like a bookstore and cafe, maybe.
Yeah. Yes. Correct. The only thing I would add is it would be on the beach.
Yeah.
What about you? Let's see. I feel like you would open a business doing something with technology, considering like how much you enjoy technology and learning about new technologies. I feel like that's something that you would be interested in.
Yeah. I would probably do like a consulting business for like training programs that work at corporations.
That'd be good.
That like tie in DE&I stuff too.
Love that.
So what is my go-to alcoholic beverage to drink?
Wine.
Yeah, I guess that would be true, technically, red wine.
But like
a cocktail.
A cocktail? Ooh, I don't know what your I don't know if I know your go-to cocktail now. Back when we were younger and we drank more often. I know you like a mule.
I do like a mule.
I know you like a martini. I don't know. I guess I would probably say a mule, probably of some sort.
In the summer, it would probably be a mule just because it's like nice, cool, and refreshing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But really basically anything with gin.
Right. Because I know you like gin.
I love gin. Yeah.
I mean, I am a fan of a good gin and tonic, to be honest.
Yeah. And then for Sarah, like jungle juice, whatever will get you the drunkest, the quickest. Like a frat boy on spring break.
Oh my God.
But my real answer is like, I don't, maybe like a, like something with a like Japanese whiskey.
Okay.
Or sake.
I do like some sake.
Sake, yeah.
I like soju, which is a Korean liquor. But I think that would qualify under your jungle juice because it does not taste like liquor. It tastes like juice. But it gets you fucked up super fast.
So my generalization of whatever gets you drunk is the quickest was the correct answer.
I'm pretty accurate in that instance. But like my favorite like cocktail type bevy, like I loved those Cadillac martinis that we would get at the Trojan Horse.
I have to remind me of what's in that.
I gotta think if I can remember what all was in it.
Because I don't remember getting that. I don't remember what I would get there. I don't think I would ever get any alcohol because I didn't have money.
Malibu Painkiller. We used to get alcohol at the Trojan Horse.
I never got a Malibu Painkiller.
You didn't get a Malibu Painkiller?
No.
I definitely did. I know Sam did.
Oh, see, you would get like a mudslide.
Yeah, I'd get a mudslide usually, but every now and then I would get a Malibu Painkiller, which has vodka, which is, I do love me some vodka. I am a vodka girly.
So the next one's kind of a dumb one. And it might not pertain, maybe your unread emails instead of work email.
Okay.
how many unread emails do you currently have? And for you, I would probably say, if you don't include like junk or spam, it's like teetering on like 70 some.
For my personal email or my work email?
Your personal.
My personal email,
Is it over 1,000?
I have 3,000 unread messages.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Ugh. Now my work email, I have 0 unread messages. I read every email at work. I do not read every email on my personal email. For you, I would definitely say that your work email, you've read everything in there. I would also say the same thing for your personal email.
Yeah. So I will say I do have 1 unread email actually currently. See that little dot right there?
I do.
And it's just because, well, I guess it came in while I was driving. And then when I got home, so I just bought a sewing machine.
Oh, nice.
And I was like messing around with setting it up and stuff. So I haven't even looked at my phone except to see what time it was and watch a video on how to thread the sewing machine, because it was pissing me off because I couldn't figure it out and I almost threw the sewing machine.
Oh, that would have been bad.
Yeah. So there was one there. And then I changed my like email app on my phone where it doesn't load my emails until I go into it. So when I checked it just now, it had like 6 unread, but I typically don't have any. But I don't check that very often. I check it like maybe 2 or 3 times a day to see if I have anything that came in and then get rid of everything, because most of it's usually junk.
Right.
But typically on like a usual day when I am not like running around doing stuff, yes, they would be 0 on both.
Yeah. I know. I know. Okay. All right. Hit me with the cold, hard truth. What is my biggest red flag?
Well, see, this is the thing. When I put this in here, I then realized we actually answered this already on 1 Nothing podcast.
We did. I don't remember our answers.
And I said for you is you're too much of a pushover and too nice to people that you shouldn't be nice to. That is what my thought of your biggest red flag is. For you personally, it might be like anxiety. You might say something like, I don't know.
No, I think my biggest red flag is that I'm a pushover. I think that's my biggest red flag as well. I think your biggest red flag, let's see. It's hard to come up with one because I don't feel like you have that many red flags. Like,
yeah.
Personally, I could see how maybe somebody might think that no. I could see how somebody might think that you are very self-absorbed, and that might come across as a red flag.
Yeah.
But that's just because they don't know you like I do. So.
Maybe, yeah. I said it was probably more like holding people to such a high standard. Like I hold other people to a very high standard. And that's then true. It like drives me crazy when they don't meet it, even though they don't even know what my standard is that I have set for them.
Right. They don't even know what it is. It's so like they can't do anything about it.
It's like, you failed me at this. You didn't know that I set this up for you, but you failed.
Yeah.
And then the biggest green flag. I think it's kind of the same as your biggest red flag. You're like, you're not the pushover portion, but you have like, you give everyone the benefit of the doubt.
That's true.
Most of the time. And then again, there's like a caveat, obviously, if it comes to like human rights or women's rights or LGBTQIA plus rights, then it's like you don't get the benefit of the doubt. You screw up, you screw up. You're done.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I will usually give people more chances than they deserve unless they, you know, do something particularly horrific, and then fuck you. I would say your greenest flag is your loyalty in your relationships. In particular, like in your friendships. I know that no matter what, like if something terrible was happening, you know, I could reach out to you. You would be there, like as best you could in whatever way that you could.
Yeah. I would say that too. Like, I'm pretty reliable.
Yeah. That's
my biggest, unless I'm like super busy, I usually answer or respond quickly.
Yeah.
With whatever I can do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then was it your turn?
It is. You've been texting me for the past week and have yet to receive a response. What is most likely going on?
So for you, it's probably that your phone died and you didn't want to inconvenience someone to get you, to help you with getting a new phone or figure out what's going on with it. That's more than likely the answer. Something with your technology went wrong and you don't want to inconvenience someone to help you.
I really want to say that that is not true, but that actually really is true.
100% true.
That's 100% true. That is literally what happened this last time. And he finally gave up and just started calling me and calling people.
I did. I even went to messaging. Oh gosh, what is his name?
You messaged Nick.
Yeah, Nick. I was like, I'll message Nick on TikTok and Instagram and be like, hey, what's going on? I haven't heard from this whore.
Oh my God, so funny. My favorite thing was Nick going, I think you should give Ryan my number. And Ryan going, I think you should give Nick my number. And I'm like, oh my God, okay. Now, if you haven't texted me back, there's a couple of reasons that I can think of off the top of my head that you wouldn't text me back. One, you were either out of cell service. Two, you were in a coma. Three, you had been too busy on a work trip. Like, those are literally the only reasons I can think of that you would not be responding to me. Like, if you didn't respond, I would think something was really wrong.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, that would be my answer. Like, something medical has happened.
Yeah. Like, if I've been texting you for a week and you have not responded, like, if I've been texting you for a couple of days and you haven't responded, I start panicking.
Yeah. Because it's like, even when I am somewhere without cell service, my phone, the way that it works, mm-hmm. is as long as I have Wi-Fi, I can send a message to anyone.
Yeah.
And I have my MacBook, which my text messages are on my MacBook too. So,
like, right. And especially now that we've switched over to Discord.
Yeah.
Like, you know, now for me, the reason we didn't talk, but I wasn't responding, was because I hadn't figured out how to get Discord on my phone.
Sarah doesn't understand how technology works.
Sarah does not understand how technology works. I'm just an NB out here doing my best. Okay,
please. All right. So this next one's a fun one. Who is your favorite drag race queen?
Oh, your favorite drag race queen?
And I feel like there are a couple of them that you could say are the correct answer.
The first one that comes to mind for you would be Trixie Mattel.
Very high up there, Trixie Mattel.
Because I know how much you love Trixie Mattel. The other one would be Willem.
Willem, yep. Willem's been a little problematic recently, and it's kind of like it's iffy, but I do still love Willem.
Right. I know that you also really love Bob the Drag Queen.
Bob the Drag Queen is another one that would be acceptable, yeah.
Jinx Monsoon might be another that I would mention.
Yeah.
I think those would be the ones that if somebody else was asking me who your favorites were, like obviously Katya, but I always include Katya with Trixie.
Yeah. So. I do prefer Trixie more than Katya. I love Katya, but Ryan is more of the Katya fan than I am.
Right.
But Trixie so, like, would be Trixie. It would be like Trixie and Bob are up there, like the highest. And then, yeah, Jinx Monsoon's also in there. And then I would also include Bianca Del Rio.
Yeah. That's super valid. That's super valid.
And then for Sarah, you aren't quite the Drag Race fan that I am. So I feel like for you, it's more like definitely Jinx Monsoon or Ben de la Creme.
Okay.
Kind of they fall in there for you. And then just because of the whole K-drama Korean thing, Kim Chi will probably fall in there as like one of your top Drag Race queens.
I do really like Kim Chi, but my favorite drag queen is Katya. I love Katya so much. Katya, and then that's Katya. Like, don't get me wrong though, because I also really love Jinx Monsoon. Like, I am very passionate about Jinx Monsoon. I think she's amazing. No. I also really love Gottmik.
Oh yeah, Gottmik. Love Gottmik.
Gottmik is so good. I'm obsessed. I also really like Willow Pill.
Yeah,
Willow Pill. I think that was probably the first Drag Race that I actually like was really invested in that season.
Yeah.
Like I watch it casually every now and then, and like I love drag queens. I love going to drag shows in real life. But it was just never really my jam until I feel like Willow Pill's season was the first season that I was actually like super invested and watched every episode.
I didn't enjoy that season. Their snatch game was horrendous.
That's fair.
All right.
In a zombie apocalypse, how would I die? And I want to put a caveat on this just because I know that the go-to answer would be that I'd run out of my inhaler somewhere along the way. So non-inhaler related issue, how would I die?
You would just 86 yourself, I feel.
Oof.
Or you would like accidentally fall into a ditch running from a zombie, and then that would just be the end because like you broke your leg or something like that.
Yeah. I think honestly that I would probably just trip over something and then not be able to get back up again, like classic horror film.
Yeah.
That is if I didn't die from my asthma first. Which is why I like excluded it, because most likely it would be because I lost my inhaler and then keeled over dead. But for you, honestly, if I'm being honest, I actually don't feel like you would die in a zombie apocalypse.
I would definitely die.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know.
I can't run very far because I'm very out of shape. Although like, I think like I could probably stay out of trouble for a while, but if there's ever like a dog involved, then I would probably die saving the dog.
Probably. Almost.
Or because the dog was making noise and I was trying to keep it quiet and then the zombie heard it and it killed me.
When you put it like that.
Yeah. All right, so this next one, you probably won't have an answer, but it's, I love my current car, which I don't think you love your current car. I think you like it. You enjoy having a car.
I enjoy having a car.
I love my current car. What is the biggest complaint I have about it? I think I've said a couple of them on this podcast.
Yeah, you've definitely mentioned a couple of things that you didn't like about the car. Now it's like trying to go through the Rolodex of my memory and figure out, you know, that scene in SpongeBob where he's like, where's a name? Where's a name? Well, you threw out his name. That's kind of where I'm at right now. I was like, okay, wait, where in the Rolodex file is this?
I don't know that scene, but okay. Pop off, sis.
Let's see.
So there's like three big ones that I always say are like, these are the things that I wish I could change about my car. And one of them, it's like, it's blanket across all cars.
I know that... I know that you've had issues with your car with the, oh my God.
The Blue Cruise, is that what you're saying?
Yes, thank you.
I haven't actually had an issue with it since I got it fixed the last time.
Okay, all right. Because I do remember that being an issue that you were having.
And I think the biggest problem there was it would, if the like camera module went out, then it wouldn't even let me use my regular adaptive cruise control.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. It's one of those situations where sometimes I get asked a question and suddenly it's like I've never heard anything about anything ever, ever. It's just blank.
All right, so there's three. The first one is the fact that there's no physical button inside to open the hatch.
Oh.
I have to go either use the remote or go into my screen and push the button. But for some fucking reason, over where you would think there would be a button, there's a button to turn on the max defroster. Why the fuck they thought that needed to be a button, I don't understand.
That's so weird.
Makes no sense. So that's one, but that's not the one that would like pertain to all cars. The other one is range. I wish it had a higher range because it gets usually around 230 miles on a full charge, which isn't terrible, especially driving back and forth to work. I park it at work and it charges all day. And then when I come home, I usually have about 84% left. So that's not bad. It's manageable. The only time that it actually is like a pain in the neck is whenever I do go visit my family and drive my car back. Because we're stopping a lot and then there's really nowhere to charge in around where my dad lives. So I have to drive all the way to Bloomington and charge.
Right.
And then the one that goes across like all cars is anytime you have a cup holder where they're side by side. Like going, like there's one on the driver's side and one on the passenger side. They should always be like diagonal, like going the same way the car goes. So there's one in front and one behind it. And I say that because I am 6'4". I have very long legs. And most of the time, my knee is bent to where if there was a drink in the cup holder that's on the driver's side, I would be smashing it with my knee.
Right.
It's like that in my car. It's like that in Ryan's car. And they're both like left and right instead of front and back. So every car, it should be front and back. I don't understand why they have them left and right. It doesn't make any sense to me. It drives me nuts. I always hit them with my knee, and Ryan can't even, if he has a drink and I have a drink, he has to hold it. Because it can't be on my side because I will be smashing it with my knee.
Yeah, that's valid. That's valid.
And then for you, I would say, I mean, I think you really just enjoy having a car because you didn't for a while. So it's like the freedom that comes with it. when it comes to like paying for the car and having insurance and maintenance done on your car, that's your biggest complaint.
That is my biggest complaint. I hate the adulthood aspects of having a car. I hate having to pay insurance. I hate having to pay my car payment, and I hate having to take it to get serviced.
Yeah.
What is my most recently used emoji? I have to go look. I don't even know.
I would say for you, it's probably like either the winky face or maybe like the I'm sick because you've been sick recently. Like the green with the red cheeks. And it's like,
Yeah. Surprisingly, no. My most recent is the face, the smiley face that's holding back tears.
Oh.
That was my most recent. I think for you, your most recent would probably be a laugh emoji of some sort.
I don't typically use emojis unless I'm being... what's the word?
Like, I can say that the emoji that you used most recently to react to something I said was the two girls dancing.
Oh yeah, so that doesn't come up on my recently used emoji list though, because it's a reaction. So like in a text message, my most recent, the recent one is the winky kissy face, like with the heart.
Yeah,
the little heart. And it was like I was responding to someone else's comment, and it was meant to be like putting, like talking down to them. Like, pop off, sis, winky kissy face. And it's like a male that's very emasculated, if you call them sis.
Dang.
And getting a winky kissy face from another male would really set them off. That's really the only reason I ever use those, except to like do the reactions, like you said.
Right.
Because I don't really like emojis. I'm not a huge fan of them.
I like them because I like the idea of expressing things non-verbally.
Yeah.
Not in a written language. I think it's fascinating. But that goes back to my fascination with language and words and whatnot.
Yeah. And then the last question is, what is one thing I would do if I became president?
If you became president, one thing, because I can think of tons of things that you would do if you were president.
Yeah.
I just have to pick one. Let's see. I would say one thing I know that you would do if you were president would be something to protect animals, specifically dogs. That would be one option. Another option would probably be something related to cars. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with my first answer with dogs, to be honest.
Yeah, I would say like dogs, something like you said, with animals, to make sure like animal rights are protected. And then like also like LGBTQIA plus rights. Definitely something with LGBTQIA plus rights.
Yeah.
Because it's like, why do we have the potential for Obergefell to be overturned? I'm never going to get married because I don't believe in marriage. I think it's stupid. But the fact that there's a potential for the people that the same-sex couples, for them to potentially overturn the ruling that says that same-sex marriage is okay. My biggest complaint is, if you give me one reason that has nothing to do with your religion that says that same-sex marriage is not the same as heterosexual marriage.
Yeah.
And if you can't, then you don't get to make a law against it.
Yeah.
Just because it makes you uncomfortable or you don't feel it's right, that doesn't, I don't think it's right for anyone to get married. So there you go. suck my toe. And then for you, I would say, like, if it didn't have anything to do with, like, human rights, LGBTQIA plus rights, it would be, like, either free education, free healthcare, or something to do with, like, free books.
Yeah. Yeah. It would probably be the free education, to be honest. Because I believe one of the most empowering things for people is access to an education.
Yeah.
They literally prevent us from getting access to an education because it helps them keep us under their feet.
Yeah, stupid. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's all the questions we had. Did you think of anything else while we were doing this?
So I did. I did. And I realized it was from one of the videos that I was watching that you sent that made me think of it, which was if there is one, like, what one person would you fist fight, like, dead or alive? So, like, what one person would I fist fight, dead or alive? Like, it's on site.
Nelson Mandela. I don't know.
Why would I fight Nelson Mandela?
I honestly don't know. I just thought it would be funny. I mean, honestly, I think, like, I don't know that you would ever actually fist fight someone, because I don't see you ever being, like, physically in a like physical brawl with anyone. However, I feel like if you could, if you had the chance without repercussion to punch the shit out of someone, it would definitely be Donald J. Trump.
Correct. At least right now, yes.
Definitely be Donald John Trump.
Oh, his middle name's John?
John, yeah.
Ew.
I don't even know if it's Jonathan. I think it's just John, because his family's that stupid.
That doesn't even flow. Donald John?
No.
Ew.
It's a dumb name.
Ew.
Dumb name. What about me?
What about you? I guess kind of the same. I don't, like, obviously I know that you can get angry and want to, like, throw things and whatnot, but, like, in general, you're not a very aggressive person.
Yeah.
I
usually, like, I get angry, but I usually, like, yell.
Yeah.
But I do sometimes, when I get angry, I get so angry that, like, it's not cry, but I, like, get very emotional where it looks like I'm about to cry. But it's more like, if I don't hold it back, I'm going to blow up at you. Someone will cry in this, and it's not going to be me.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Obviously, I know that right this minute you would want to fight Donald Trump as well, because we all do. What was his name? Michael Vick. I think you would fight Michael Vick.
Michael Vick.
He was that football player who got in trouble for forcing dogs to fight.
Oh, yeah, I definitely fight that person.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, he was arranging dog fights or whatever. He got in big trouble for it. But knowing you like I do, anybody who hurts and or maliciously injures a dog is going down.
Castration. I would castrate that person.
Yes, I know. That's why I was like Michael Vick.
Like, it wouldn't even be like a, like, they wouldn't even know it happened until after it had happened, because I would hit them with tranquilizers and then just do it and then leave them alone.
Yeah, there you go.
Wouldn't see, because I don't actually fight people. I take them down and then put them out of their misery. Put them down.
put them down.
Well, that was fun.
It was fun.
Do you have anything fun planned for the weekend? Although it's Saturday for tomorrow, I guess.
It is Saturday.
The rest of the day or tomorrow?
The rest of today. Let's see. I have a meeting tonight with Nick Horace and Kat. We're going to talk about our garden that we're starting.
Oh. Is Nick ever going to, like, actually share how to support his business?
It's so funny that you mentioned that. Okay, I guess there's an issue right now where because he makes everything at home, he can't sell it across state lines per se. So he's trying to figure out a workaround for that. Because at this moment he is limited to just selling in Texas. So, but definitely I will let you know as soon as there's a way. But yeah, after that, I am planning on going out tonight after our little meeting with one of my friends that I haven't gotten to see in ages that I worked at the airport with.
Megan?
No. No. But yeah, so we're actually talking about going to karaoke tonight. But just, you know, going out and about and pretending that I'm that type of person. The type of person who leaves their house. Because I don't go out that often anymore. Like, the older I get, the less I go out. Because there are people out there.
Yeah, that's a thing. Well, thanks for asking.
No.
I'm planning on messing around with the sewing machine for a little bit. Yeah. To figure out. So basically the reason I got it, and it's probably a dumb reason for me to get it, is because I need a backdrop for the thing that we're doing this week for work. So I'm hosting an event for the Pride Employee Resource Group, or ERG, and it's for the Trevor Project, to raise money for the Trevor Project. And it's where you wear orange. And I needed a backdrop, and I don't own any orange. Shocking, I know.
I know.
I don't own any orange clothing. I went to Joann's Fabrics because they're closing, and I bought 4 yards of this orange fabric to have for a backdrop for the pictures. And I also got like twinkle, like fairy lights that I'm going to put up, and then some like orange, like dangly things so that people can stand in front of it and have like a nice backdrop for a picture.
Love that.
And then we are raising money. I set it for the fundraiser to be $300, and then I donated $50 myself. So there's $250 left that people from they. So if they donate, they. $5 gets them 6 entries to win a $25 gift card. And they could win one of 5 $25 gift cards that are coming out of our budget.
Okay.
So that's the fun that we're doing this week. And I was like, I need to get a big backdrop. And then I looked online and I was like, I can't order one and it be here by Tuesday. So then I was like, I'll go to Party City and get like the like fringe stuff. I think all the Party Cities around me have closed now, though, because
they went out of business, didn't they?
Yeah, because I went to the one that was near where I went to Kohl's to get a shirt from, and it was empty, so it's not open, even though it says online that it's still open. And then I was like, well, I'm not going to drive all the way to the other one because it's the other way into Massachusetts. So it's like Joanne's fabric is right there. I've wanted to try and play around with sewing anyway. So I just bought a sewing machine. It was like $130 for the sewing machine and like $30 for the fabric that I bought.
That's not bad, actually.
Yeah. I bought 4 yards of some orange. It's like orange and like gray. There's like a, it's kind of like a clouds, but it's orange and gray instead of like white and blue typically.
Okay.
Or kind of like airbrushing orange, gray, and white. Maybe it's did more orange and yellow. I did, yeah. I got a haircut today.
Nice.
And then tomorrow, Ryan and I are going to go to Korean barbecue and have some Korean barbecue.
Love that. Love Korean barbecue. Love Korean barbecue.
Well, would you like to call it a podcast?
Yeah, I think we can safely call it a podcast. What?
I was looking in Google Doc, and for some reason I have copy and pasted a citation for my discussion board from last week into our Google Doc. Oops.
Love that.
Anyways, thank you for listening to this week's episode. Now About That with James and Sarah. If you like this episode, please give us a like, comment, don't forget to follow or subscribe. If you would leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, as this will help get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. Feel free to follow us on social media. Our handle everywhere is at Now About That Pod. So if we don't come up in the search, then we're not on that platform. If there's a specific topic you would like us to discuss on the podcast, feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com. Visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com, or you can call and leave us a voicemail or send us a text message. If anything you'd like us to discuss, our phone number is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you have a great week since we'll be coming out on Monday. Sarah, enjoy the rest of your weekend. And if you haven't yet, I would say listen to Brittany Broski's cover of Adore You, because it's not terrible. It's not like the best thing I've ever heard, but it's not terrible. I've enjoyed it. It's about a 3-minute long song. I do feel like if she opened her throat more when she sings, she would have a better sound, because it's very nasally.
Okay, so like if she lifted her eyebrows a little bit to let it resonate a bit more.
Yeah, but all in all, so those of you listening, the 5 of you that listen, Adore You by Brittany Broski. It's been on my playlist, and I've listened to it a couple times in the car.
Love.
And that's all. Bye, everybody.
Bye.